the Groundhog's Predictions. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox. As we all know, it's kind of hard to predict the weather, but this year the groundhog did predict an early spring. But just how accurate is the groundhog in predicting the weather? Gary Crawford has this report.
We interrupt this program for an important announcement.
Yes, it was only a few days ago in the early morning hours when you heard the bulletin on this station.
Today is Groundhog Day.
And in places like Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania, the groundhog dressed up in top hat and tails came, and it turned out this way.
Punxsutawney Phil found that there was no shadow around. So an early spring it will be!
And this is actually a fairly rare instance for Punxsutawney.
Agriculture Department meteorologist Brad Rippey.
Over the 114-year period of record, there have only been 14 occurrences where the groundhog has not seen a shadow.
Now, as to how accurate that groundhog is, we'll get to that in a minute. But first, what started all this rigmarole about groundhogs predicting the weather? Well, it turns out farmers, yes, farmers were likely the ones who got all of this going, but a long time ago.
Somewhere in Middle Ages in Germany.
Agriculture Department historical expert Ann Effland says indeed farmers in Germany watched badgers, yes, badgers, to see when they came out of hibernation, using that as a clue as to when to expect spring and therefore when to start getting ready for spring field work.
And when the Germans settled in Pennsylvania, they continued their tradition, but the animal that was available to them that was common and had similar habits was the groundhog.
A USDA meteorologist, Brad Rippey, says it probably doesn't mean very much, considering how few times Punxsutawney Phil's predictions have come out right.
Punxsutawney Phil has been correct less than 40% of the time, not even as good as flipping a coin.
Yes, Phil, yes. In Washington, Gary Crawford reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
And for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.